Can we start it like, are you recording?
Yeah, I'm recording.
Okay. Can we start it like just casual? Like, this wine tastes really good.
Super casual.
<Let's> talk.
Hey, everybody. We are back with another Bread and Wine. This is a short show that I do with my lovely wife, Nicole, where we just sort of riff on what happened in our lives over the last week. And this sort of just gives you a candid conversation between a couple. And I know that you guys are really appreciating. We're getting lots of great notes on social media and email. So thank you very much for sending that information. And thank you for, you know, also giving us feedback on the topics too. We heard from John last week about the buckets episode. That was a lot of fun. So we are back for another Bread and Wine. How are you, darling?
I'm good. I'm on sip number three.
Sip number three. I'm on sip number three as well. Why is mine lower? I think you get more than me. But that's really how it goes, right?
This is how you get me to talk money with you.
There we go. Bigger cup for the lady.
All right.
So, yeah, what's up? It's your turn this week.
Yes, it's my turn. Mm-hmm. I've got a doozy.
You always have the good ones. I'm always like, oh, let's talk about it's life, but it's got a little bit of money in it. And you're like, no, let's talk about something juicy.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. So it's something that came up during Christmas, and then your birthday is right after Christmas.
Yeah.
And I wanted to be able to get you a gift. You know, we have like a certain amount that we spend on each other for Christmas.
Yeah.
But sometimes we want to go over and surprise the other person with something a little bit nicer than what we've budgeted for, which you did this year.
Mm-hmm.
And I always feel like I have to like stick to the budget, otherwise you're going to like, you know, be mad.
I know, like you're damned if you do, damned if you don't, sort of
right.
thing. Right.
Like, so it's kind of not fair that you get to, you know, break the budget
because
you're like, Mr. Control over the budget.
Yeah, I know. That's
but
bad.
Anyway, so yeah, you got me a brand new edit of our wedding video, which was lovely because that's been on my list since we got married.
For 10 years, everybody. Since the first edit.
Yeah. And so you splurged, went over the budget. You did that for me. And then I got you like a hat that like was the wrong color.
I love that like, hat.
Here you go.
I'm excited for said hat to arrive the right color.
The correct color. Anyway, so that's not actually my question. But all of this is to say you and I have a shared account.
Yeah.
So when we got married, we decided we would have put all of our money into one account.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that makes it really difficult to surprise you
with
a different Christmas present that's a little above the budget. Or even for your birthday, it was like I booked one of those igloos and you saw the charge, you know, for booking the igloo. So I can't keep any secrets from you.
Yeah.
I can't keep secrets and I can't do any surprises, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it's like I don't really have control over the money. It's like everything is ours and then it just makes it really hard to
right.
be able to do anything that's not a shared decision.
Mm-hmm.
And when we got married, we just both kind of were like, well, this is what you do.
Yep.
So what I want to talk about is, first of all, why did we decide that? Why did we think that doing the shared budget or shared account was the way to go? And the second part to that, after we answer the why did we just decide that that was the, you know, the right thing to do or whatever. The second part to that is if we knew then what we know now, would we have chosen the same option?
Hmm. Well, okay, let's go back for the first part.
Mm-hmm.
I would say it had a few reasons that we maybe went joint. It's probably how we were raised. Growing up sort of Catholic and your one sort of, you know, ways of life, it sort of just felt right. Do you agree?
Right. Even though my mom was a single mom.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's not like I had, you know, two parents who shared the account and I was following suit.
Right.
But I would agree that somewhere along the way, it got put in my head that when you're married, everything has to be shared.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't really know if that was explicitly told to me, but yeah, I just kind of always thought like, it had to be that way. You share a bed, sure. You share a bathroom. Like there was a married couple that I knew in my 20s that had separate bathrooms. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was really weird. I was like,
sure.
You're doomed for divorce.
Sure. Right. Yeah.
But they were like, they were a very old couple.
But then after 10 years, you're like, separate bathrooms.
Now I get it. Totally. But at the time, you know, you have this romanticized idea of being together means sharing everything.
Sure.
I'm a bit of a romantic. The way that I say that with like,
I know. Well, I'm a bit of a romantic. I like to think that like, you know, you got your money together, you have your shared goals and you got your shared dreams. So you're all one. But then I also see the realities of things like you're talking about. It's like, well, how do I surprise you? Or how can I maybe feel a little bit of autonomy, you know, right. with my spending where it's like, yeah, I've got my line item, which right. is nice. But I also I just want to spend my money or spend my portion of money. So I am open to other ways of doing things. We've done it this way for 10 years. And actually, funny enough, I had this conversation with Rachel Cruz on Monday for the show. And her advice is sort of the traditional way of doing things.
Why does she say to do that?
She says, if you're a married couple, you are one goal. You are one way of doing things. I mean, it's very Christian. It's very Catholic. It's sort of the religious. Yeah. But I mean, and there's a lot of people who are part of this community that believe that, too. And it's very important for them. And I like that idea, but I think you can have both. I think you really can have the majority of your joint expenses together, really, whatever, all the big stuff, whether your mortgage, your car payments, your utilities, all those big things that make up whatever majority of your budget. And then like the discretionary stuff of surprises for my husband or, you know, shopping or whatever, nails, hair cutting, all the things that you want to do that are personal to you could be separated in a separate account, if that would make you happy. And I know a lot of couples that do it that way. So they have hers and his and ours, you know, or his and his and ours, or, you know, however your relationship is. And having those separate accounts helps them to feel that autonomy and maybe make a surprise for their partner as well.
So if you were talking to a couple that was about to get married right now, what would you tell them was the best avenue?
I think it's all personal. I think if they came and said, hey, we've got these,
Let's put it this way. Okay. If you were telling Andy and Nicole 10 years ago.
Oh, all right. Yeah. If I was telling us 10 years ago,
cause you and I've had like a lot of,
we have,
a lot of fights over like what we value.
Yeah.
And I'm just, you know, and sometimes it's literally like, if we each just had like $300 a month where we didn't have to ask the other person or the other person didn't even know what that was being spent on, I feel like we could have avoided a lot of fights.
We could have. Absolutely.
You know, it's just a small amount of money, but when you see that amount of money going towards something and you don't value that thing.
This is so funny. I feel like you and I have talked about this and then you've said, nah, let's just keep it as is. Because I've gone through so many iterations of interviewing other people on the show. I think I talked with the Zeta founder, who's all about, you know, the hers and his and ours, just having those separate accounts. Mm-hmm. I think you and I interviewed with her, Oddity Shaker, I think her name, or Oddity, I can't remember her last name. I remember talking to you about that. Hey, totally. Would you do this again? And you're like, nah, we're fine.
Yeah, because you've changed our accounts so many stinking times that I'm like, oh, can we just keep one thing? Like,
right.
Whatever. Like, I don't want to change cards. I don't want to have to think when
sure.
I'm at the
grocery
checkout.
Sure. Okay. So it's more of like
checkout
the change.
Of like which card I need to use. And it's more about like the logistics and the change again of like, you know, the cards and the this and the that. And I can justify that on paper. Like, it kind of makes sense. Like, well, we do our budget. Why don't we just, in our fun money line item, why don't we just give Nicole $300 and give Andy $300?
Sure.
However, the problem right now is we don't make enough money.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. We make about less than half of what we used to make. So, yeah.
So we can't give each other that. So
here's
even
your $20, Nicole. Yeah.
Here's your fun for the month. But But so it's kind of like, even right now, if we did have a separate account, we wouldn't have enough money to actually put in that account.
Well, I mean, I guess it depends on what you'd call in those, let's call it your account, right? So you'd have things like your home improvement money, your haircutting money, your girls' dinners, your eating out for the week, sort of things like that, right? Is that what you'd see in there?
Not really.
What would you see
those
in there?
Those are already planned. Those are already things that you and I have agreed to that could be on there.
Yeah.
That we're both okay with.
Totally. So this is above and beyond what we're currently.
This would be above and beyond.
Well, then you and I need to make some more money, sister.
We do.
More me. I need to make some money in my little business here.
But, okay. So, but thinking this through, you know, because I've said in the past, no, let's not do that, because what we can do is just give each other, you know, some money where we're like, here's a certain amount of money this month, and you can do whatever the heck you want with it.
Yeah.
However, the problem with that is I still think there's a little bit of judgment, whether we try to or not. It's just like it's an initial reaction because we see those transactions come through on the card.
Yeah.
So even though we could say like, hey, you've got, you know, $300 this month to do whatever you want. If I see that you bought like another podcasting trinket, I'm going to be like, ugh,
totally.
How annoying.
Yeah.
And then you're going to see that I bought yet another plant for the house. And you're going to be like, why does a plant cost $100? So I think maybe having separate accounts where you don't even see those transactions.
Sure. Yeah.
Might actually eliminate judgment and little, like, not fights, but like
even the micro in the head fight. Yeah,
right.
Yeah. I will say this right now. I am all for that. Whatever would make you feel more comfortable with our money situation. I have had so much control or some say in all this money stuff.
Control. That's a control. Good word.
Okay. I was trying to dumb it down a little bit. Over the past 10 years, I am more than open to any changes.
So,
absolutely.
Okay, but we don't need to make this like you and I are figuring out our finances right now.
Sure, sure.
Going back to the question of what would you tell Nicole and Andy 10 years ago? And I know you say this is like every couple is different, but I really do think that this could be like, if you think about yourself 10 years ago, that really is the advice you would give a new couple right now.
Sure.
Unless they had their own idea of what they want to do. But if they're coming to you being like, hey, Andy, what do you recommend? Because we don't know.
I think it all depends how you divvy up the money. Because in the beginning, you and I were both making the same amount of money. But not 3 years later, you were making $0 and I was making all the money. So we want to make sure that things are still equal, right? And now you're making more money than I am. So it's like, how do we make sure that the money is still equal and distributed depending on who's either staying at home with the kids or making less money because they're trying to be a podcaster from home, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
So we want to make it equal, right? So I don't want the last thing I ever wanted you to feel when I was working and you were staying at home was that you didn't have control of said line items for you to enjoy.
So you're saying if we had a yours, mine, and ours or separate accounts, that at that time when I was staying home for 5 years, my account would be empty and I would feel like I had no control.
I would never want you to feel like that. So it would. So I think that's the difference between separate accounts and then like joint account and then hers and his sort of thing. So we just have to determine what's in a hers and his account.
Okay. So going back.
I'll answer
one more time. Okay, try this, Mr. Politician. This is not a like expand on the question and make a new question. This is literally
like question again.
A or B.
Okay.
So if you were talking to Andy and Nicole.
In 2010,
getting married, trying to figure out how to do their finances, would you tell them option A, which is separate accounts, you know, no fights, separate accounts, do what you want to do. Would you tell them option B, one account, smash them together and everything is joint, you know, like everything should be a marital decision? Or would you say option C, yours, mine, and ours, and if it's option C, what does that look like? Does that look like yours, mine, and ours, meaning your all the bills are paid together, and then whatever you make on top of that is your paycheck goes in your account and my paycheck goes in my account. You know what I mean?
I would say C. And I would say that the joint account would cover all of the big stuff that we would say, hey, here are the things that we're going to do as a family together. That is diapers, mortgage, you know, all of the things, the formula, all the things that we say, this is family stuff. Mm-hmm. And then hers and his could be just the personal separate stuff, like the things that you want to do personally with your girlfriends.
And what if the woman makes $200,000 and the guy makes $60,000?
It'd have to be equal, I would think, because I think that would develop some resentment if it wasn't equal, because you'd start to compare your contribution as a spouse based on your financial gain. And I think that's a slippery mm-hmm. slope. I think that could make the relationship even worse.
Okay.
So yeah, maybe we didn't do it perfectly from 2010 to now, but I mean, we're still married, so that's pretty cool.
We're running out of time, and okay. I think we got to do a couple key takeaways.
Yeah, I think so. All right. You want me to start? Mm-hmm. So, takeaway number one, if you haven't had this conversation with your spouse, have it. Because you might be...
Or girlfriend, boyfriend, yeah, whatever.
Girlfriend, boyfriend, anyway.
Not even married yet.
Not even married yet. Have that conversation beforehand. But to your point, like mm-hmm. 2009, mm-hmm. Nicole and Andy. Hey, how do you want to do this? Because we didn't have that conversation. We got married and we got some gifts for our wedding and we're like, hey, let's do all this stuff together. So number one, have this conversation with your current spouse or your girlfriend, fiance, or boyfriend, fiance, and start it. Yeah.
Right. Okay. So two, I would say talk about why you like, don't just jump into, yep, we're going to share an account. Like, talk about why, mm-hmm. and if it's just for religious reasons, you know, if it's just like, that's what my parents did, or that's just how it is, or you know, married couples need to share everything.
Yep.
I would say, like, just do a little more research on that, because that's a very romantic way to think about it, mm-hmm. you know, but realistically, I mean, I really honestly think that, how do I want to say this? Like, there isn't a romantic way to look, or there shouldn't be a romantic way to look at it, because a lot of people that get married for romance also get divorced.
Yeah, that's true.
And sometimes the people, like I mentioned, the couple that had separate bathrooms.
Yeah.
They've been married for 40 years.
Yeah.
So obviously they were doing something right.
Sure. Yeah. Everybody's relationship's different.
Maybe, you know, maybe it, those things that may not sound romantic actually help to save you from a lot of fights that get rid of the romance.
Sure.
Okay. So that's my key takeaway too.
So don't do things just because they've been done in the past and that's the way people have done them. Yeah. I like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then number three, I would say if you do decide to go down the, you know, joint but his and hers path, decide what's in those his and hers accounts so that you feel that equality, because the last thing you want to do is make your partner feel unequal or make them not feel like they have a say based mm-hmm. on how much they're making.
Yeah.
And having some equality there. So
yeah,
those would be three.
Okay. One other thing, and maybe it's two, key takeaway to section B. Is when you do have that conversation of like how you're going to divide it or I guess it would be 3B.
3B.
When you're going to divide it up, talk about the different, because whatever your situation is right now, mm-hmm. it could change over the course of the next 20 years.
Absolutely.
Somebody might stay home with the kids. Somebody might lose their job. Somebody might start to make more, get a big promotion and make more than the other person. So talk about like,
what that means for everybody.
The plan over all of those different scenarios and not just what the current scenario is.
So true.
Yeah.
Just because you did it at the beginning of your marriage doesn't mean you can't change things 5 years later, 10 years later, 15 years later. Change is inevitable and good.
Yeah. But also like what if we're like, hey, we're going to do 50-50 right now in our mine and your mm-hmm. accounts.
Yep.
What if I get up you know, what if I lose my job and I make zero? Am I still going to get 50% of what you earn?
Absolutely, dear.
Well, okay. No, but this is rhetorical.
Okay.
This is for other, is for people to talk about.
It is.
As those things change, is it still going to be 50-50? Is it still going to be like you keep whatever you make and I keep whatever I make beyond our bills?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Good conversations to have.
Yeah. Okay.
I love it.
We are. My glass has been empty for 10 minutes.
Well, you liked good this word. Conversation, so we went on for it, and I liked it too. It was a good one. I think it maybe will open a couple of conversations for people at home. So, Nicole, your glass is empty.
It's and very empty.
It's very. Oh, you're like, you sound mad about it.
I am.
Okay. We got to go, everybody. We got to solve this problem. Thanks, everybody. If you want to contribute to the conversation, you can do that always on social at Andy Hill MKM. That's Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. You can also leave a voicemail at marriagekidsandmoney.com/voicemail and throw us your thoughts on this topic and any other topics we've been talking about. We'd love to hear from you. Nicole, let's go fill up those glasses, baby.
Sounds good.
See you next time.